You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Thanks very much for Breakfast with the Browns there, Peter. Always putting some great music on air for us to start the week. This is Monday, and it's Monday at 11 to be specific, and that means it's time for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host Matthew. Every week I broadcast fresh sounds from Down Under, as well as dipping into the archives, which is what we always do at the front end of the show, just as a way of honouring our elders. The music that's come before that's informed the current content that's being produced by all the wonderful creative people down there in Australia. And towards the second half of the show, we get into Canadian music, which we'll probably do a bit earlier this time because I'm going to space out throughout the show an interview I've just recorded with Eamon McGrath, the great rock and roll icon. He's already quite iconic, given his prodigious output. His name's Eamon McGrath, and I actually ran into him on the street here in Vancouver just a couple of weeks back, and grabbed him for an interview. It was perfect timing. So we're going to be playing that throughout the show. But first of all, as part of the tradition of playing some of the older stuff at the start, let's get into a little bit of a Nick Cave. I watched the movie The Proposition the other night, that really fantastic movie that Nick Cave wrote the screenplay for and did the music with Warren Ellis. And we actually played a couple of tracks from that soundtrack a few months back, the Proposition soundtrack. Today I'd want to play a little bit of Grinder Man because I've just heard that not only is the brand new album coming out today, I believe, is today the 13th of September? Yeah, the new Grinder Man album is out today as I speak. And the tour has been announced and Grinder Man are playing at the Commodore Ballroom on November 26th. So that's very exciting. Nick Cave will be in town on the 26th of November. So in anticipation of that, I thought I'd play for you a little bit of Grinder Man from the first album, Honey Bee. The song is Honey Bee, in brackets, Let's Fly to Mars. And after that, some Dirty Three with Warren Ellis. So, of course, Warren Ellis is a long-time collaborator with Nick Cave, both in The Bad Seeds and Grinder Man. So let's play a couple of tracks now to start the week. This is Nick Cave's Grinder Man.
And dirty bombs alert the coastal command. Act positions everyone. She's my honeybee and here she comes. Cancer, rapey SARS, hairy bees and hurtling stars. Won't somebody touch me? Won't somebody touch me? Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. Honeybee, let's fly to Mars. Let's fly to Mars. There's a kid
creatures. And there's a fire that's coming to town. Oh, won't somebody give me a kiss? She ain't given me shit for years. Tell me, gee, that's right, I'm Mars. 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 We'll be right back.
Unknown show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Okay, welcome back to the station. This is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Monday morning, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I just had a surprise call. Dusty from Kill Matilda. We tried to get her call through last week, but out on the road there, it can be tough sometimes, so we didn't quite connect. But this week, she has actually called through, and we just played there. She's a Killer from Kill Matilda. And we're going to patch her on air now. And we'll have a chat to her about what it's like out there in Tourland at the moment, because this great Vancouver band is on the road. So, Dusty, I'm just about to put you on right now. Okay. Okay, Dusty, can you hear me there?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, Dusty, I'd just like to just, well, wonder if you could just introduce yourself to the listeners. For people who may not have heard you before, and particularly for some of the Australian listeners who might definitely hearing you for the first time, what can you tell us about yourself and your music?
About our band? We're Q Matilda. I'm Dusty. I'm the singer and the rhythm guitarist. We are a band originally from Vancouver, British Columbia. We play punk rock and hard rock music. We like to inspire violence and madness whenever possible. We also like to drink a lot sometimes. We're currently on tour, and we're going to be relocating to Montreal. We're sort of in the process of doing that now. So, yeah, we have a couple of music videos. You can check them out online. And I don't really know what else to say.
Oh, that's great, Dusty. So I know you left a couple of weeks back, or maybe only just a week, and you've already been through Alberta and Ontario. Where are you exactly right now?
We're actually on the highway between Peterborough, Ontario, and Toronto, Ontario. We just played in Peterborough last night, so we're heading back to Toronto.
How have the shows been coming along? This is your first sort of major tour, right?
Pardon me?
This is your first major tour across the country?
No. This is our second tour. Last year we toured from Vancouver to Manitoba and back. We did a big loop. And this year we're just making our line straight across. We played, first we went over to the island and we played in Chilliwack as well. And then we went to Calgary, we skipped Saskatchewan, and we went straight to Winnipeg. And then we went up and over the Great Canadian Shield, up north Ontario and down into southern Ontario, and then we're going to be making our way over to Quebec.
Oh, wonderful. And and you're ending up there, and you're actually sort of going to plant some roots for a little while in Montreal, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. We're staying in Montreal.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. So lots of sort of opportunities to tour, like as a base out there, and to get part of a scene there.
Sorry, was that a question?
Just to tell the listeners, that's kind of
it's better out here because there's a lot more population density. There are more cities closer together, so it's there's a lot more hard rock as well. We played in Toronto. We fucking walked around Toronto. Pardon me, I didn't mean to swear on the air there. We walked around Toronto and we must have seen like just six or eight like punk clubs just in this one little area of Toronto. That's more punk venues than there is in all of Vancouver. So
yeah.
We're pretty stoked to be living out east and to be able to play to crowds here. The people in Toronto were really awesome. They were super stoked on us, which was great. And everything's been going really well, yeah. Also, Winnipeg. Winnipeg is rad.
Yeah.
Winnipeg.
It's a great rock and roll town.
Ottawa was pretty awesome, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's really fantastic to hear that, Dusty, after all the hard work here and getting the band going and an EP to be followed soon. What would the actual next recording be?
Well, we have a six-song EP, and we've actually released at our tour kickoff, we released a new single, which is called The Geisha with a Switchblade single, and that's two songs plus the music video for our one song off the EP called Fault Line. So it's a music video. You can play it in your computer, I guess. So we have a new release, which is that single, but we have a full-length album recorded already, and I don't know when we're going to release it. Probably early spring is when you'll see the full-length album.
And you've just got tunes up on iTunes, too, just recently I saw.
Yeah, we're on iTunes, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's awesome. For the new listeners in Australia, definitely check out Kill Matilda. They've been putting a lot of hard work in.
Yeah, you can go to killmatilda.com or you can go to myspace.com /Kill Matilda.
And all the upcoming dates are there as well. We've got Hamilton, Quebec City, Montreal. So you're finishing up on the 19th, so not
yeah,
too long
we're
ago.
We're playing Hamilton, and then we're playing Saint-Hyacinthe, which is a little place outside of Montreal, and then Quebec City, and then Montreal.
Wow. Well done.
Here, my bassist wants to tell you. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
What do you want to?
We have video guys.
Oh yeah, this is really important. We actually, the guy who films both our music videos is currently on tour with us. He's sort of napping in the back seat right now. Mm. We partied pretty hard last night, so he's sleeping. But we're actually updating. We have like tour videos. Like, you know, we're putting together some footage that. From the tour current right now, and we're updating it pretty regularly, so you can check that out on our YouTube channel, Facebook, YouTube, either one. The internet is so wonderful and amazing, so like facebook.com/killmatilda or youtube.com/killmatilda. You can see there's been a lot of crazy shit going on. There's we've seen a couple of cars on fire to this point. I don't know what's going on, but we've seen some burning highway vehicles and shady, like ghost haunted motel rooms. Yeah. There's also been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of bullshit talk on this tour. I recommend that you tune in and check it out.
And some of the Australian listeners, and viewers of the site can learn a bit about Canada, because it's a big country and there's a lot out there. So
it's huge. We've driven over 5,000 kilometers already. And we're only halfway across the country. I mean, we're not going all the way because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculously massive.
Yeah. Wow. And that's where Australia and Canada have a lot in common. And that's kind of why I'm doing this show. So, Dusty, thanks so much for filling us in. It's really always wonderful to hear from you. And maybe we'll do this another time.
Well, it's always wonderful to hear your sexy voice, Matt.
I'm blushing in the studio as we speak.
I bet you are.
Okay, Dusty, thanks so much. We're going to play now Little One for the listeners. So have yourself a great rest of
the tour. Do you have a new single?
Let's see. It's not on MySpace.
It's called Geisha with a Switchblade.
Yeah.
It's got a black cover.
What? We don't have that in the studio yet, but that's not on your MySpace yet, I noticed.
No, you're right. It's not. So you know what? I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
I'll mail it to you, and I'll put it on the MySpace.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dusty.
Bye.
Just like
Okay, we are back on CITR 101.9 FM. That was really exciting. We just had Dusty from Kill Matilda call through. Kill Matilda is a Vancouver grunge metal band fronted by the fantastic Dusty on vocals. And they're out touring across the country right now. And that was a bit of a surprise. She called through and we had a bit of a chat and we heard a couple of tracks there also by Kill Matilda. Now, you just heard there, Eamon McGrath, because that was what I planned to do today was to play some of the interview that I've recorded with Eamon McGrath. So we're gonna start that just after this.
Oh, yes. Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Okay, so I'm just going to play for you now the first part of the interview I recorded with Eamon McGrath, the great rock and roll soldier, I'd call him, because he's such a hard worker, from Edmonton, who's recently relocated to Toronto. He's a friend of mine from Edmonton. I literally ran into him on the street in Vancouver on Hastings, didn't know he was here, and went to a gig that he played, and we recorded an interview the very next day. So it was really great to chat with him, and you're going to hear that right now. All right, so this is a special broadcast for CITR and the Stranded Australian Canadian Music Show, and I'm joined by Edmonton native Eamon McGrath here with me. How are you going, Eamon?
Very, very well. Yeah, things are good in Vancouver. Recording this week, and we've got one day of this session under our belt, so about an hour away of going back into the studio today and seeing what happens. Probably go till about midnight or something.
And so this is a follow-up to your latest album, Peacemaker, on White Whale.
Yeah, this next record is going to be called Young Canadians, I think is the working title. So I'm going to try and finish it by this weekend and then shelve it until it's time to have it come out. And then, yeah, just maybe follow up Peacemaker in like late 2011 or 2012.
Yeah, and for the Australian listeners, Eamon is one of the most prolific rock and roll artists in Canada. Would this be number 20, album 20?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I think something about that. I released like CDs independently and toured them, independently and in Edmonton, and across Canada for the past couple of years. And the way I write is through kind of recording songs so that I don't really forget them. And then I kind of teach them to myself after I've had them recorded. So it's sort of just, I've ended up just kind of sitting on all these recordings just by default. And then that's how, like when you group them into sort of 10 songs at a time, you end up with like, a ton of records by the end of a year if you write a lot of songs.
Yeah, so you really do it in a spontaneous way. You feel it and just get it out. So
yeah, and it mostly came from just necessity. Like I really don't. Yeah, like I can't really. I'm not very good at remembering what I've written. So I tend to like lose lyric sheets or whatever. So I just record them as a means of sort of having an archive and making sure that they're always they're always there if I need to if I need to like remember them or teach them to myself again. Or revamp them or anything.
And then the best of a lot of your albums that you recorded in Edmonton came out on 13 Songs of Whiskey and Light.
And that was a record that White Whale put out that is like sort of an overview of sort of the standout tracks that the label kind of selected from all those recordings. It was like 2 years worth of material. And we got it mastered and released. Sort of just like a best of album in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, a best of, and yet some for a lot of people, the first they've actually heard of you, even though you've done 20 albums.
Yeah, like, and then a lot of people kind of knew what I was doing before that record even came out. There's just so many songs that record was, there's like hundreds of songs that record was compiled of, we've been talking about maybe trying to do like a part two or something, but maybe that's like in the works for later on, or just release some of the other stuff like digitally. But I don't know, it's like lately, I've been I'm still like recording and writing as much, but it's like I've been a little more careful about what I release. I think that like I like the kind of like this sort of the, like moving away from the kind of lo-fi approach, like home recording and everything, and trying to like really get like a polished studio sound has actually been pretty, like it's worked out. And I think that like lo-fi and all that style and means of releasing and recording music is like, it's good when that's sort of the only means net, you know, that you have to create the music you're trying to put out. Mm. But if you've got the ability to do it in a different way, I mean, it's almost like it's sort of insulting to your art to sort of like limit your the quality or whatever intentionally and make like you know, not to knock bands or whatever, but I think that kind of lo-fi whatever, like that shitgaze movement or something like that, I think it kind of sucks because it's like I don't understand the point of like going out and buying a four track or something like that with the intent of making a really shitty sounding record when, you know, if you've got the ability to go and make a great one. It's like all those bands that like Sebado or like, you know, like Eric's Trip or something, like all those bands that are great bands recorded that way because that was the only way that they could do it. And now it's like I've got other means of recording, so it's been sort of this gradual move, just like natural move into more of like a hi-fi sort of thing.
Yeah.
To stay true to the art, because it's really dishonest if you know, you're like some rich kid from goes and buys a four track because he wants to be Times New Viking. You know, it's like that band, you know, that's probably like those guys, that's their only means of putting their music out. Well, you know, maybe not anymore. You know.
And all the albums that we spoke about were all, your lo-fi recordings were recorded in Edmonton growing up. In Edmonton growing up, can you fill us in a little bit about what that was like, because Edmonton's a city that not a lot of people, especially Australians, would know about. And
just a cold northern cold and northern and long, you know, long winters and heavy drinkers, and there's like a, you know, like a, yeah, it's just a really sprawling city in the middle of Canada that sort of just is really in the middle of nowhere up north. And there's not a lot to do other than sort of just, you know, for me, like record music and indoors, because you can never go outside, and write about where you're from, and it's a pretty like hot, it's a really like hostile kind of cold, you know, and people are sort of brought together by how much they hate the place in some cases if you're born there. So that kind of creates this sort of strange atmosphere, and there's not a lot of old buildings because they all get demolished. So there's all these. As you go further outside of the downtown core, there's a ton of strip malls and you know, kind of like plastic-looking houses, And then there's little pockets of like there's neighborhoods and people that are really really great. And, like I mean like any city I guess where you get the shit with the good and
yeah
it's definitely like a yeah like there's you know like it's a dark town. I don't know.
Yeah, and but a lot of great people and a tight musical community, and that's where this radio show started actually, and where Eamon and I first met a couple of years back, and we actually had you in the studio back then talking about some of your influences, and
a lot of Australian music, yeah.
Yeah, did you want to fill the listeners in on what's
rap here? Like for me, you know, like Nick Cave and the Drones, I think we talked about them, and
yeah,
like Radio Birdman, bands like that, and yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I think Canadian music and Australian music are similar, and they're this kind of like post-colonial version of punk rock. Whereas Canada's, I think, you know, Canada is just like really cold. There's like it's kind of this weird heat about Australia's sort of post-punk music. And I mean, it's really similar countries. Like they're really vast and underpopulated in places, and you know, and yeah, whereas Canada is sort of really. Really, you know, violently freezing. Like I think Australia is pretty hot and humid. And so there's this kind of arid, sort of humidity to the music, which is, you know. And then there's kind of like this icy undertone to the Canadian music, like the Constantines versus the Drones. I think they're probably a pretty good, they're two pretty good bands to compare because I think that they, you know, they're probably the equivalent of each other in both in their respective countries. That kind of thing.
Yeah. And also, I noticed that, like, you've toured Europe a fair bit lately in Australia. Similarly, a lot of bands in Australia kind of struggle to kind of get recognition there, but when they go to Europe, they can tour for months on end.
Yeah, and it's just a different kind of, like, method of touring. In Canada and Australia, yeah, like, the middle of the countries is empty. You know, so it's difficult for bands to be mobile. Actually, in Toronto, befriended this Australian band called Violent Soho.
Oh.
And they're really nice dudes on Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace label. And yeah, they've recently just moved to Brooklyn because the ease at which they can just tour, you know, like a city's, you know, a really populated city worth playing is like 45 minutes away as opposed to, you know, like a day's drive.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, we'll have to play them on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, they're excellent, really good, and really nice guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the interview I've been recording with Eamon McGrath. That's the first two parts you just heard there. And I'm just going to play for you now, just after this little sponsorship part. I'm going to play for you a couple of those bands that Eamon talked about, the Drones and the Constantines. We might not get today Violent Soho, but we will, either late today or next show. So we'll be right back.
Making a cuppa. Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Money.
every afternoon. Tried so hard, but lost to God. Again, I look to the clouds. God gives me a frown. Come on! You do, girl. We ate and we sung to glory and fun. But Jesus is here. He ain't about fears. Yeah. This time is what to do. I wrote a prayer and made it out to you. Angels listened, but they knew I was true. Say our prayer, lift our hands, lift our hands, glorious.
I'm John K. Sampson from the Week Today. And you're CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, we've reached the end of the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. We just played, today we played my interview that I recorded with Eamon McGrath, the first and second parts. We do have a third part, which I'll see if I can get to next week. And the last two tracks there were tracks especially for Eamon. We played there a band called Violent Soho from Brisbane, who Eamon befriended over in Eastern Canada, and they've relocated to Brooklyn in the United States. And before that, we also played The Drones from Melbourne and The Constantines, the Canadian band, as by way of comparison. So they're the two bands that Eamon brought up as his kind of way of comparing the Australian sound to the Canadian sound, two of his favourite bands. He's definitely a massive fan of The Drones, a wonderful band from Melbourne, so we'll play more of them in the future. So that's pretty much it for me. I'm going to leave you with another song for Eamon. If you're listening, I'm sure you'd love to hear something else from Nick Cave. We started at the front of the show with Grinder Man. And why don't we play another track from the first Grinder Man album? Let's play No Pussy Blues, the second track. Of course, Grinder Man playing on 26th of November here in Vancouver. So I can't wait. Now, we do have, coming after the show, we have a live broadcast we're going to try to patch through. There's a band playing here for the orientation week at the university. It's still a little way off, so we're going to play some Grinder Man in the meantime. Okay, goodbye, everyone.
I've got to get up to get down and start all over again. Head on down to the basement and shout, kick those white mice and black dogs out. Kick those white mice and baboons out. Kick those baboons and other motherfuckers out and get it on. To dig him from the ground, they chipped him from the frozen snow. They dug his monkey fingers, but he had nowhere to go. They dug his pink hair curlers, they dug his sequin gown, they dug his Stratocaster, they dug his pornographic crown.
He's got some words of wisdom.
I got some words of wisdom.
He's got some words of wisdom.
I got some words of wisdom. Get it on. Out of the ooze, he defied evolution. He had green flippers and sang the blues. He caused a revolution. I got in the British weeklies, he got in the dailies too. He drank panther piss and fucked the girls you're probably married to.
He's got some words of wisdom.
I got some words of wisdom.
He's got some words of wisdom.
He got some words of wisdom. Get it. Disappeared, the tax man would have got him. Yeah, bubble for a leave. A call out from the storm for those who gave their lives so we could get it on. Get it on. Get it on. On the day that you were born.
Get it on. Get it on. Get it on.
My face is finished, my body's gone, and I can't help but think standing up here in all this applause and gazing down at all the young and the beautiful with their questioning eyes, that I must above all things love myself, that I must above all things love myself, that I must above all things love myself. I saw a girl in the crowd, I ran over, I shouted out, I asked her if I could take her out, but she said that she didn't want to. I changed the sheets on my bed, I combed the hairs across my head, I sucked in my gut and